Part 5. Indra becomes angry at the Vrajavasis. Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King Parikshit, when Indra understood that his sacrifice had been put aside, he became furious with Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men who were accepting Krishna as their Lord. Angry Indra sent forth the clouds of universal destruction known as Sangvartaka. Imagining himself as the supreme controller, Indra spoke as follows. Just see how these cowherd men living in the forest have become so greatly intoxicated by their prosperity. They have surrendered to an ordinary human being, Krishna, and thus they have offended the gods. Their taking shelter of Krishna is just like the foolish attempt of men who abandon transcendental knowledge of the self and instead try to cross over the great ocean of material existence in boats of fruitive ritual sacrifice. Such boats are false. These cowherd men have acted inimically toward me by taking shelter of this ordinary human being, Krishna, who thinks himself very wise, but who is simply a foolish, arrogant, over-talkative child. And to the clouds of destruction, King Indra then said, the prosperity of these people has made them mad with pride. Their arrogance is backed up by this Krishna. O clouds, go now and remove their pride and bring their animals to destruction. I will follow you to Vraja, riding on my elephant Airavata, and taking with me the swift and powerful wind gods to decimate and destroy in large numbers the cowherd village of Nanda Maharaj.